Okay, we've all wondered about it. You know, those love scenes in movies. They seem so real, so intimate. It's sometimes easy to forget these folks are professional actors. Their job is to make it look real. But what exactly goes into making it real while also maintaining boundaries, especially in the wake of the Me Too movement? Well, there's actually a job for that, and it's in demand. They're called intimacy directors, and just recently, HBO announced it would hire intimacy coordinators for all of its productions. Joining us now to explain more is Broadway mainstay and intimacy director for plays like the critically acclaimed Slave Play, Claire Wharton. Welcome, Claire.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Okay, it sounds like you're part director, part counselor, part artistic director. Is that accurate? How do you describe your job to people?
I would say more that we're part advocate, part liaison, and part movement coach expert, in that part of our role is advocating for actors and making sure that what they're doing as part of their job is something that they maintain agency over their body and that they're consenting to at all levels. And we're also there to help the whole production team liaise when we're doing scenes of nudity or intimacy or sexuality, and to like let the conversation move across the whole team. And we're also there to help craft those physical stories, as we say, those moments, so that it looks real, but in fact we're not actually doing sex acts on stage or screen.
This is interesting, this idea of conversations about what's happening in the moment is across all of the folks who are part of this process and production. What was it like before this role became a regular thing in Hollywood?
It just didn't happen, really. A lot of it was just a kind of often a void of conversation. And so a lot of our work has been to understand what conversations we should be having, who should be having them, and how do we build a structure and a set of approach or protocol so that everyone knows how it's going to go. It makes it more efficient, and it means that what we need to be knowing and thinking about gets done ahead of time.
Claire, this is amazing because I think many of us already thought that this was, these were protocols that were already in place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the most frequent questions I get when I explain what I do is, wait, we didn't have that already? Or then why didn't we have that already? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, a lot of it's just kind of we don't know what we don't know, right? And then when we know it, everyone's like, well, what do we do about it? So it just took a group of us coming together to be like, okay, we see this this problem. We see these gaps where people are getting hurt because there is a lack of structure or understanding. So let's build something to give that structure, to fill that gap.
You are also a fight director. That's someone mm-hmm. that coordinates and facilitates fights we see on film and stage. But I'm really wondering, in the scope of what you were talking about actors and their safety, with a sex scene, it's also about power. So that's being vulnerable and authentically depicting an intense emotion at the same time. How do you begin to work with an actor specifically to elicit a good yet safe performance?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that also comes up in our fight work. But interestingly, like we as a society have very different relationship with violence than we do with sex and intimacy. And I think the difference in the intimacy work is that we are looking at the physical safety and respect, but we're also looking at psychological and emotional safety. So again, really, it's about building a structure for the actors at the beginning. We have a little physical kind of ritual that opens up the work each time called tapping in and tapping out, which lets them kind of step into this, great, now we're going to be professionals working together and creating a story together. We have the conversations about what is the story we're telling. It matters that we know what the story is before we start telling it. That way, not only are we creating something that's specific and fits with the play or the film we're doing, but it also helps our actors to know that we're doing this because of the story, not for personal gratification. Mm-hmm. And it's can seem a little a loose description, but really I do a lot of like holding the space so that feelings that come up, conversations, their own particular stories, they're able to manage and work through and decide what becomes part of their work and what doesn't. So it's really about like checking in on all three of those levels, physical, psychological, and emotional, to make sure that we're creating something that's healthy for them to do and sustainable, especially if we're talking about theatre and we're going to be doing 3 months, 6 months, a year's run. Is it sustainable to do that?
Yeah, I mentioned that you were the intimacy director for Slave Play, which was written by Jeremy O'Harris. And you won an award for that work. And I bring this up because, without giving away spoilers to the folks who are listening, this play really deals with racial trauma through mm-hmm. the lens of interracial relationships. And we learn that during that play, there's sort of a form of sex therapy. Can you walk me through how you even begin to prepare actors specifically in those roles? As you mentioned, they're doing it night after night for several weeks at a time. And did they have to also unpack not only the intimacy part of it, but some of their thoughts around race and sex as well with you?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our director, Robert O'Hara, did an incredible job of creating the space right at the beginning for, you know, there's going to be difficult conversations. You know, this is going to feel close to many people, and we're going to make space for that, and we're going to have to talk about it as we create it. And so really, for me, it's about my job is to help to craft the story. And take, you know, the director's input and the actor's input of their own characters and the work they do. And with that, creating that structure so that they can step in, but also step out and leave it at the theater.
You know, I mentioned the Me Too movement earlier. And so it has me thinking, why now? Why is there such what seems like just an explosion of want and needs from many of these production houses for intimacy coordinators? Why do you think it is?
I think it's a little bit of an enlightenment that we've gone through. And it wasn't that actors just started speaking up because they've been speaking up for years. It's that those in power finally started or were made to listen.
Why is it important for the audience to know that this is the work that's happening behind the scenes as they take in these movies and these plays and they see these intimate scenes that are for the purpose of the larger story that they're consuming?
When actors are incredibly confident in what's happening on stage in a scene of sex or intimacy, that is something that can be read kind of viscerally by an audience. And right now where we are in the world and this epidemic of sexual assault that we're in and this awareness, what often happens to an audience when a scene of sex begins on stage is straight away that question goes, oh, are those actors going to be okay? Is this all right? Mm. And if they're not sure, they tend to leave the story and sit and worry about that. If they can read with their bodies the actor's confidence level and that the actors are completely okay with what's happening, they get to relax and actually go deeper into the story. So we're actually shifting the audience's receiving experience of watching theater or film. But I also think what it's doing, that this conversation is happening, is that we are reinforcing the need in any kind of interaction, physical interaction, the need for conversation and consent and agency and individuals' agency over their own body, and that coercion and persuasion and power dynamics are unacceptable when it comes to sexual interaction. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, and we learn as a nation, you know, we've become very influenced by the entertainment that we watch, TV, film, and theater. And so it is a way to reach a large populace and not only have that conversation about consent and allowance, but also so we can actually start diversifying the stories that we're telling so that we're not just always seeing, a white, cis, heteronormative, male-driven power dynamic in our sex, but that we can actually open up the conversation about intimacy, about sex, about the kinds of people that have it with each other and on their own, and start really representing the world out there so that that conversation can begin in a fully inclusive way.
That's Broadway Intimacy Director Claire Warden. Thank you for this fascinating discussion.
You're welcome. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you about it.